You have this wonderful American singer, David Bispham, who was extraordinarily popular in England and was a great promoter of singing Brahms and Schumann in English translation. And he came over. He was also Teddy Roosevelt's favorite singer because he sang Danny Deever, which was a very popular ballad written by Walter Damrosch. And the Damrosch dynasty is a wonderful story of late 19th century. The Damrosch dynasty and Theodore Thomas out in Chicago building the first symphony orchestras and Walter Damrosch composer. Walter Damrosch was the turn of the century, fin de siècle, Leonard Bernstein. And Teddy Roosevelt loved singing and loved music, and he always had it down at the White House, and he was quite a remarkable progressive politician, regardless of his imperialistic tendencies with the Spanish-American War. But he read poetry. He loved to read. And he discovers this completely unknown poet, Edgar Allington Robinson, E.A. Robinson, who he just thinks has put his finger on the heartbeat of the common man and just people in ordinary lives having ordinary thoughts, but dreaming of bigger thoughts and, you know, all that sort of stuff. E.A. Robinson has been an amazing inspiration for a lot of American composers since the 40s to contemporary, and very famous and wonderful song composer John Duke set wonderful settings of Edgar Allan poetry. This is also on my record of Wonders Free. But David Bispham became an advisor to Woodrow Wilson in his arts and humanities plans for the country, weren't wholly successful. And there was so much music being written and so many operas being written. David Bispham was considered one of the great artists in America, one of the great first song, you know, balladeers, died rather tragically early. But he was so important and there was so music that for a while in the 30s, there was actually something called the Bispham Prize, which was yearly for the best opera out of 10 or 15 of that year given. In other words, every year there was at least 10 or 15 new operas being written, and then the prize for the best one of that year would have been given the David Bispham Prize. And out of that, for instance, we have Rogers' opera, The Warriors, which is, you know, there's a whole world of American opera that nobody knows. We don't take care of it in America. Americans are very allergic to hearing something that sounds of a previous epoch. And that immediately seems to be a negative. So that's also kind of part of our very contrary and sometimes contradictory cultural tapestry and history of our cultural development in America. It's volatile, it's raucous, it's always changing, it's always mutating, which is hard to keep up with sometimes, but gives us such a wonderful collection of real stories of real human beings. And if there is a glory of American cultural artifacts and the cultural arts and humanities, it is this collection of what one person would call heart on sleeve, we would call abject honesty. And that is quite remarkable.